USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The grand jury in former President Trump's federal election case is meeting. CNN reports jurors working for special counsel Jack Smith were spotted at the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. The grand jury was last seen meeting a week after handing up the indictment against Trump for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Fentanyl and methamphetamine are in the air and on surfaces of mass transit, buses, and trains. University of Washington researchers studied mass transit in the Seattle and Portland areas. Marissa Baker with the University of Washington says they took multiple air and surface samples.
Of those 78 air samples, 20 of them, which is a quarter, had detectable fentanyl. And all of them had detectable methamphetamine.
None of the drug amounts were at a level that could have a toxic effect on passengers or operators. There's no state or federal safety standards for safe drug levels. They recommend better filtration, increased cleaning of the buses and trains. New York City's mayor says the White House needs to step in or the immigration crisis will destroy his hometown. Last night, Democrat Eric Adams says the city's asylum seeker crisis will destroy New York City and added he's never had a problem that he did not see an ending to, but he doesn't see an ending here. He added the city is not getting enough support from the federal government with 10,000 migrants entering a month. An arrest warrant is being issued against the man accused of stalking TV talk show host Drew Barrymore.
43-year-old Chad Michael Busto didn't show up in Southampton to get fitted for a court-ordered GPS monitor last Friday, so a judge issued a bench warrant for his arrest. Back on August 25th, Busto pled not guilty to stalking charges after allegedly going door-to-door looking for Drew Barrymore's home in the Hamptons.
This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Civil rights leaders are expected to attend the funeral of one of the victims of last month's racially motivated shooting deaths in Jacksonville, Florida. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy Friday's service for Angela Carr. Carr was one of three black people gunned down in Jacksonville at the Dollar General store by a 21-year-old white gunman who took his own life. Shares in Apple have dropped after a report that China is telling central government officials not to use iPhones and other foreign devices. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says Beijing is worried that smartphones could be used for spying.
Overall, the country accounts for a fifth of its sales of iPhones, iPads, and other devices. Apple shares lost 3.6% in value on Wall Street. These restrictions could reduce sales in China significantly and allow domestic competitors to increase their market share. China has been trying to depend less on foreign technology even before America limited exports of the fastest and most powerful chips.
A high school football coach who won a Supreme Court case last year after losing his job for praying during a game is now resigning from his position. The high court ruled that the Bremerton School District in Washington State violated Joe Kennedy's First Amendment rights. Kennedy announced his resignation on his website, said he had several reasons for the decisions, including looking after a sick family member. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.